back and remember.
All right. There it is. We are recording. This one is recording. That one is recording. Wait, amazing. I just have to do a thing. Then I know when to start. There it is.
Amazing. Hey, bud.
How are you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. It's been a while.
Yes, I wanted to congratulate you before I start on anything. I remember when we started this, it was just an idea. We were just going through ideas on how to do a podcast. And
you
how
remember?
I remember everything. And now looking at what you developed until now is just pretty amazing.
It's, man, all thanks to you.
No,
all thanks
no.
to you guys.
It's your hard work. Come on, bud.
All the people that joined, all the people that wanted to do this, man, this.
We just had a small contribution in it.
You were the first or the second?
I can't remember, but one of the first few, yes.
Yeah, you were number one or number two. I don't remember. Did John as well?
Yes.
Maybe John is on first or on second. I don't know.
But it was a nice thing to witness from back then all the way now.
Yeah.
And see how much you put into it and how much is developing and how much people are coming aware of it, especially the guys who live in the Netherlands. Then now everybody knows about it. So it's pretty awesome. But
man, growth. And that's the thing I've always believed in, that we grow together in this. And
definitely.
That's something I always wanted to do. Like, I'm happy to see you grow in the things you're doing. And man, happy to see all the brothers in Jiu-Jitsu grow up and get things done. That's amazing.
Yes, if you look at it like 6-7 years ago when we started, we didn't have like Smooth Comp or we didn't have any of this stuff. Nobody even knew how to reach out to the guys who are training in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And now we pretty much know everybody. I know all the teams, all the coaches. When we go to a tournament, we're having fun. Our guys are competing, but we're the coaches. We're having fun. You know what I mean?
That's like, true. When we chilling. See each other, we're like, hey, yeah, exactly. Is your fighter good? Hey, yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
You know, so.
Yo, but that's a thing. 6 to 7 years ago, people did not have that contact. That's
no,
right. No, no,
no.
It exploded in like, let's say, 3 years ago, right?
Yes.
After Corona or something?
Even before.
Because, even before was
because it? Before COVID, the amount of competition that would have that was happening here or in Europe in specific, it was very big. Like there was a competition every month or every 2 months.
It started. It
so
was
it was
a
it
lot.
Was going. It was going, and then the COVID, you know, made everybody slower. But now it's starting again, you know, and we're picking up where we left off.
And it's always been weird to get those Brazilians out of Brazil to come here and, for example, teach a seminar or
yes.
get like Bernardo Ferreira, what he was doing with the DVDs and stuff like that. Man,
yes.
We are old. We started when Jiu-Jitsu didn't have any of that stuff.
No, but also if you talk to somebody like my black belt, for example, Jeremy Fields, he's been doing this for 25 years already.
Yeah.
He can tell you like garage Jiu-Jitsu stories. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, in that time.
In that time. So
shout out to Jeremy, by the way.
100%. He's he's been with me in running camps in since 2016, since we started.
Yeah.
And we always had a great year. We always put on the most exciting camps. We try to make it better every year. So 100% shout out to him. He's one of the
love him or hate
guys.
Him. Love him or hate him. He's done the work. He's been there. He's been
100%.
On the mats. He's a menace on the mats. And if there's a Hall of Fame, he's getting himself in up there. That's
100%.
How long.
We're voting for him right now for the Tempe Hall of Fame.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's a Tempe Hall of Fame coming.
Yeah.
Man, he has to be in there.
100%. I'll share the link. Maybe people would like to do it.
Oh, man, I'd love to.
Everybody
do
who knows Jeremy, give him a shout out, guys.
Ooh. So, but we came today here for a reason.
Yes.
A deeper one.
Very big reason.
A very big reason.
Very big reason.
We get together for, like, we can talk about stuff all day long. All day long.
The best thing is I like to talk with you specifically because I know how much passionate you are about the sport.
Yeah.
And I have almost the same drive and passion towards the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Not just practicing it, but growing it and making it better and trying to develop it and all that stuff. And if I can contribute with small, very small part in making that happen, I would gladly take that initiative. And with the camps, I saw that there was a potential of bringing guys who are not traveling to Europe often.
Yeah.
It's very hard to bring them here for a single day seminar. You know what I mean? If you're not going to travel to Europe for a single day seminar, it's not really worth it. But if you're traveling for a camp, you're going to stay a couple of days, then it might be more interesting.
Guys, so sorry to cut you off,
no worries.
But so that we have an idea what's going on. Guys, AMA and 10th Planet Amsterdam, AMOD is 10th Planet Amsterdam. That's
me and Jeremy Fields, 100%.
Yeah, you can say that AMOD is the face of 10th Planet together with Jeremy Fields as coach. They are organizing something special. There's another seminar coming this way, and all his seminars are insane. The lineup is usually insane. The amount of people coming, it's great. Everything is perfectly well organized. It is great. And this year, I said, like, you know what? Let's sit down. Let's do some work on this.
Yes.
And let's see if we can get something going together. And yes. I'll take the opportunity also to ask questions that are in my mind about this.
Of course.
Stuff.
You have all the time to ask your questions. I'm here to answer all the questions that if your fan base have them or if you personally have them.
Yeah.
To also announce your part of the cauliflower community, helping us get more to the locals. So we're gonna announce this in a bit, but for now, just to give you and your fans a basic idea, we run a jiu-jitsu camp in the summer. It's like if you know us already, it's like a yearly thing now. It's like the ADCC. You know, there's an ADCC every 2 years, and then there's a mega jiu-jitsu camp in Amsterdam happening every year. So it's like a default thing. You don't have to think about it. Like, are you guys running it next year? Like, by default, we're running it next year. Unless there's no COVID or any, you know, pandemic stuff going on, we're still going to be there.
And even then, we might rebel.
Yeah, might. It depends. It depends. Everything depends. But for the time being, we're trying to bring the guys who have direct and non-direct impact on jiu-jitsu as a community overall. So, for example, some of the guys who are coming this year are like Caio Terra, Mason Fowler, Paulo Miao. I don't really need to introduce the names, you know what I mean?
And but you just also, throw out yes, big names out
yes,
there.
Yes, exactly. But that's like the first three guys. We have a nine lineup instructors.
Okay, we're getting there. Yes. Let's keep them like wanting more for you to. We're going to give all the information out, but there's so much more going to happen.
Amazing.
Right? So this amazing seminar is coming up, man.
Yes.
And I think the question on the mind that I did hear a lot from, I heard it pop by a couple of times, and that is, especially from beginners. So my question has a couple of sections to it.
Yes.
The first section from beginners is like, coach, is it worth for me to go to a seminar? When I just started, or I have like a month, 2 months, 3 months of jiu-jitsu, 4 or 5, that first semester of jiu-jitsu, is it worth for me to go to a seminar and join in and see if I can understand anything? Is it going to be worth my money? Is it going to be worth my time? And is it going to be like, but there's a couple of sections to this question.
Yes.
So the next section would be, what if somebody has a little bit more time in jiu-jitsu? Let's say between a white belt and a blue belt, blue and purple. Let's say like that area. And for somebody that is advanced, so let's say purple, good purple belt all the way up to black, so three sections.
Okay, so let's start with the beginners. Yeah. From zero experience to 6 months, for example.
Yes.
I believe you make anything advanced or you make everything easy, depends on how you look at life. And if you're competing full-time, then it doesn't matter if you go to a jiu-jitsu camp or not, because you're getting great jiu-jitsu anyways and you're there for the full-time. And plus, these guys are not here every day, so just get to the opportunity, get it done. But if you're a hobbyist, that's definitely not the camp for you. Just wait until you get more experience so you can at least understand what these guys are going to say. Because they're not here to teach, you know, basic side control escapes. They're going to teach their game, they're going to teach their craft, their battle-tested craft. So everything that they have battle-tested in competition, they basically come and showcase it in all the details, and you have more room to ask them questions. If you follow one of these guys in a DVD or you follow their Instagram for content or you want to learn from them, that is a chance to meet them personally and then ask them the questions that you would like to ask them about mindset, how they compete, how they do diet, how they train every day, their curriculum, all that stuff. You don't really get that from Instagram or DVDs, you know, so that's why these camps are really important. So for a beginner, if you're a competitor, I would say highly recommended. If you're a hobbyist, I would say wait until you get more understanding. Maybe at least a stripe or two on your white belt, and then you have a base. Mm-hmm. So when somebody says, I'm going to teach you advanced something from, I don't know, whatever position, you have an idea what that position of, and then you can build off it, you know, instead of being completely unknowing of what's happening, and then you struggle for a couple of hours. That's no fun. But for a hobbyist, full time guy, then yeah, that's the place to be. Okay, now we move on from the beginner guys to a little bit more experienced.
Which, by the way, is just to intercede here, that what you just said was, you get an immediate connection with the person.
Amazing, yes, 100%.
And you can directly ask another human being that has been through the crucible of a lot of competitions, of high-level competitions, of mad time, and you can ask them, like, yo, how do I
do this?
And come up with good questions. I mean, they get the chance to actually sit down, and so you can question to humanly, from human to human.
Well, you have general questions that you want to know up in general, like, how do I improve my jiu-jitsu every day? How many hours do I need to put every day? Yeah. Am I overtraining? Am I undertraining? Stuff like that you don't really know if you don't have access to, like, high-level competitors.
Yeah.
But when they come here, you ask them, and then they teach the seminar, and then you have questions on that seminar they just taught. So you're getting just data. You're just getting a lot of data, receiving a lot of data. And then the guys who focus and really work hard, then they get the best reward, of course.
Beautiful, man. The second part, people that have been doing a little bit of jiu-jitsu a little bit longer, you already gave a abundant answer, which is like, if you're a hobbyist in the beginning, you won't get too much out of it. But if you're like 6 months competing,
if you
started jiu-jitsu and then you went like, okay, I'm doing this full time.
Yes.
Then you'll have an idea of what's going on.
Yes.
Let's say like from blue belt, from that level, from those 6 months up to blue belt to purple belt, beginner purple belt, really beginning.
It's I would say from blue belt all the way to black belt, you can definitely join camp. There's no reason why you shouldn't. See what I mean? The first thing is, you never stop learning. So there's always something to learn in these camps. The third thing you want to consider is, again, these guys are not here every day. They don't live even in Europe. It's very hard to bring them here. It might be a one-time thing, because when we do camps, we want to make a new lineup and make a fresh lineup every year. So I'm not sure if we can invite the same people every year. I'm always trying to, you know, bring more guys. Guys who are not often here. People who never really visited Amsterdam before. I don't know if Caio came here before or Mason. I don't think they ever were invited here for a seminar or something. So I would love to take that initiative in bringing people who never came here before. So we at least have them, you know, like they came here before. We have some history about Caio being here in Amsterdam. We have some history about Mason being here in Amsterdam, about Paulo being here in Amsterdam. That would be something that is nice. And the fact that they're not here every day, it makes it just so that special. It's that special that they're not here every day. So matter as well, just get it while you can, because it might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Well, yeah, that's definitely it.
If you want to train with all of these guys and you want to travel all the way to the US, good luck, because you're going to spend half of the year just going around gyms and going from different states to different states, because, again, they don't train at the same place. They're not in the same state.
They're going from one place to the other.
No, but also like Caio is like San Francisco area. Mm-hmm. Paulo is in New York. The 10 Planet guys are more into Los Angeles. Like, they're all in different states. So even if you want to travel to the USA and train with all these guys, it's the same hassle that you're going to do if you're going to, like, you know, if you're going to travel. You're going to go to this state, and you're going to go to this state, and you go to this state.
It's an amazing travel, but think about time, energy, and time, money. Energy.
Exactly.
Guys,
yes. Travel is amazing, to be honest. Yeah. Like, just if I would have money to travel the entire world just visiting gyms,
that's a dream.
I would do it.
That's a dream.
Trust me.
Just competing everywhere and visiting people.
It's the time management. Also, if you're a jiu-jitsu practitioner and you have a family, you have kids, you have wives, then also you're restricted. So I kind of make it easier for you. You don't have to go to the U.S. to train with high-level guys. If you are a fan of any of these guys, there is a chance that you can meet them. You can train with them. You can even spar with them. It's an amazing experience to meet guys from all over the place. So not just people from Amsterdam are coming, but also from all around the world. We get people from Russia sometimes, you know, like from everywhere. Like, you know, for us, you would think, oh, only Europeans, they go there to this camp. No, we get people from all around the world, like from Istanbul, from Russia, from everybody.
They understand the opportunity they get to be
It's a great opportunity, but also it's a great, if you think about it, it's just a great trip overall. Ooh, like Amsterdam is a beautiful place. In the summer, it's even amazing. You know, don't take my words in the winter. The winter is a bit hard.
No, don't come to the winter. don't come here in the winter. But it's dark summer, and depressing. Yes. But in the summer,
it's beautiful.
It's alive.
You take Amsterdam. You take this canal boat ride, and then you don't need anything from the world.
Amsterdam is the most beautiful place. Yes, in the summer. Oh my God!
So we try to make the camp in the summer so people can have can enjoy their time outside of the mat as well. Yeah. So they have great time on the mat, and then when they finish and they want to have fun and then enjoy the city, they have a place to go and to enjoy their time. And me and my team were always helping the guys out, figuring out where to go, where's the sweetest spots to go to the city. We're helping them with the tourism part of the camp, you know.
That's the thing. You did answer one of the other questions that I had already, which was... of course, with the idea of like, why should I come to a seminar if I can buy their DVD?
Yes.
And you're like, you get personal touch with the person.
Yes.
You're in a personal contact with them, and that's worth much more than somebody just rambling on technique after technique on a DVD.
You know? 100%.
And you're there practicing the technique they just taught you.
Yes.
They're going to show you something, and you're going to immediately follow up by doing it.
Yes.
And that is just...
Well, it also has a different factor because the eye, the human eye is different than the camera.
Yeah.
Like the camera is going to show you stuff, but with your eyes, you can also see crazy details that the camera won't show you because the angle or because the camera angle is positioned differently or you're seated in like, you know what I mean? The angles in jiu-jitsu is really important. Like the guys who know angle, you know what I mean?
You
know,
yeah. you smart people out there.
Yes, you know what I mean with angles. It matters a lot. And also, if you have a question and you're watching the DVD, there's no place for you to ask that question.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? So here's the time to get live data. I would call it like live data. You just ask a question, you get reply instantly.
That's beautiful. What can people expect in the aspect of what techniques are going to happen? Can you give us a little bit of a... what I'm asking is, can you give us a little bit of a sneak preview?
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So here's the thing. I don't really know what the guys are going to be teaching or covering, but as we do camps, that's what we tell them. Like, you're known, for example, Paulo Miao, known for Barry Mbolo's backticks, mm-hmm. De La Riva guard, all that stuff. He's going to be teaching his craft. He's not going to teach you something that you haven't seen him doing in competition. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's not going to start teaching rubber guard all of a sudden. You see what I mean? So you kind of know an idea of who the guys are coming. So, for example, Kyle, Mason Fowler. Mason is Kyle's student.
Yeah.
But they both have different style. You see what I mean? Like, they're not... not because he's student, he has the same style. Because Mason is more about top pressure passing. Kyle is more about also the La Riva guards, inversions, and backticks. Mm. So you get what... these guys are mostly known and familiar for. You see what I mean? Part of their game, part of their craft, that's where you're going to get. If you go to Ben Eddy's seminar, you're 100% going to do more rubber guard stuff. You want to learn more rubber guard, more Hindu routine, all this flexibility stuff.
Yeah.
If you're into that, of course, that's your place. So everybody has a specialty in his game, and that's where you want to... put in your mind, okay, today with this guy I'm going to learn this, today with this guy I'm going to learn this. But also, it's just fun to see them, how they approach the game. Because if two of them showed the same entry to a move or the same move, they're not doing it also the same. They might be fundamentally the same, but everybody has their own flavor of doing something. You know, they add their own touches.
Yeah.
Kyle doesn't invert the same way Paulo does.
No.
And vice versa. You know, it's the same inversion. Everybody does it.
But there is a little difference.
But a little difference. And then this is where you want to capitalize on. You want to see these differences. And you see how they personalize jiu-jitsu for them.
Yeah.
You see, like, in the beginning, you work a lot for jiu-jitsu. You keep working for it. Please, you know, make me good. And then when you become good, then it works for you.
That's
and they
true.
Have mastered that. They have mastered the making jiu-jitsu working for them, for their body type, for their athleticism.
Yeah.
And once you realize that, you make jiu-jitsu work for you, and then it becomes your style, your way, and then, you know, you're kind of expressing yourself in the maximum potential when you get that.
Amazing. And let's say the truth. Kyle and Paulo, and Mason and all these people are coming. They're little geniuses in their own little world. Exactly. About that. Yes. The level of detail, the extra attention, all these little things.
But also the competition they did. They have been competing for 10 years almost.
Yeah.
Now not everybody is competing, but they have so much data to share.
These are people that competed 1,000 times, yes, at least. Yes. Or, you know, they have 1,000 fights under their belt.
100%.
That's, I know Muay Thai and all these other, they have like crazy numbers, yes, in fights. But, you know, Jiu-Jitsu guys, if you count pair fight you do in a tournament or, yes, in a championship, man, we're up there in the thousands.
Yes.
1,000 fights. That'll make you a different human.
Yes. You know? Plus the experience you gain from these fighters, you. So here's the thing. Here's the best thing about a jiu-jitsu camp or, mm-hmm, a seminar in specific. You get a conclusion of this guy's experience compacted from 10 years. Yeah. You get it in one day.
Yeah.
You see what
you
I
get,
mean?
You get their vibe too. You get their, like, so their human.
This guy could spend 10 years looking, mm-hmm, for info or just developing himself,
yeah,
to realize one fact. And he can give you that one fact in 1 minute as you ask him that question.
Yeah.
You don't have to go through all the stuff that he went through. You don't have to compete all the competition he did.
Yeah.
You just ask him the right question. He's going to give you the right answer. And then he just saved you a bunch of time.
Yeah. A bunch of time doing mistakes. And other,
yes, things. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. A lot of times people were rolling or I roll with somebody and he shows me something. I'm like, oh, this detail just changed everything for me. You know, I've been doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God. Did I just waste time? You know, and then you start asking yourself, how am I getting, you know,
do I get this time back?
Yes.
Should I be happy?
Exactly. But this is the time where you guys want to ask these guys these questions. You
those
know,
moments where you, time. When somebody liberates your mind and you just drive home in silence, no radio, no nothing. You
just thinking about that one detail.
You go like, oh, no, my God, I can't believe this shit. Yes. I can't believe I went through all this. And Paulo gets also the opportunity to. Man, there's so many questions I want to ask all of them. And I hope you too. I hope if you're coming that you're already like thinking about all these things, watching their fights, watching, yes, what they did, getting a little bit of knowledge on them and see how genius they are.
Yes.
And ask Paolo how his knees are. I mean, yeah, that's one of the things.
That's
come
one
on
of the questions I want to ask personally.
Really, like, oh, yes, my God, how did you not tap?
How did you train your legs not to tap?
Man,
you
know, how did you not tap on, yeah, that knee bar from, yeah, at ADCC? Dear, yeah, God, tough, that tough. That thing gave me nightmares.
Tough.
Paolo, you gave me nightmares.
Yes.
Happy to see you, man. I have a lot of admiration for you. Yes.
And now they're opening their own gym, by the way. So
1988.
Paolo and Joao, congratulations, guys. I don't know exactly the date, but I've seen their Instagram. With
that's the name of the gym, right? 1908 or
oh, the gym
or 1988, something like that.
Something like that. In that.
So
round.
Congratulations to them. It's about, you know, it's a.
That's why I want to get them before they get really busy with teaching. Because once they get that really busy with teaching,
they're going to be like the next 5, 6, yeah, 7, 8 years. They're going to be in there. Remember the Mendes Bros? They do not leave their place.
No.
They're just there. And I get it, man. Now I want to ask practical questions for those that are coming.
Amazing.
How do you memorize the techniques the best way possible once you're here? Once you come, mm-hmm, here, they give you a new technique.
Yes.
And then they can, like, they how are you going to do that? What's going to be the best way for you to...
The best way to memorize technique. That's a good question. Because I personally train with the guys when the seminars are here. Like once everything is set, where everybody's happy with the setup. Once the mats are set up and the teachers are teaching, then I also join in and I start drilling.
Yeah.
So you have, for example, let's say the teacher is teaching 10 minutes of technique. He's explaining the flow. He's explaining how you should do things. And then it's time for you to practice.
Yeah.
You cannot be wasting time socializing and talking to your friends about where they're from or which gym they come from or where they train or how many stripes they have. All this stuff, you can do it after, but once the teacher is done teaching and now it's time to drill, it's time to drill. There's no wasting time because you want to make sure you know this technique before the time is finished. We have plenty of time, so don't worry. You're going to get a lot of drilling time. But also you want to make sure that your body remembers it. So when you're watching the tape, because also we're gonna film everything for.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, we're gonna film everything, and then once the camp is done, we'll give the guys who attended the camp an access to the camp footage, so they can visit it the second time and take a look at it, and see if they want to revise something. Maybe I forgot this detail. I want to go back and take a look at it. Then it becomes a reference. It doesn't become something that you study from. Again, the experience here is you being there, actively training with these guys, getting the experience on how does a training with Kyotera feels like. You know, how does a session with Ben Eddy feels like? You see what I mean? This is what we really want you to get, is that experience of you being in their class, getting the atmosphere that they give on a daily basis for their students.
There we go.
You get a taste of that. So it's very important that you be live 100% with your heart and soul in this time. Once the teacher stops the teaching, and now it's time to drill. Mm. We're going to help you with the footage, of course, but it's for your reference. I don't want you to go there and start studying it. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a DVD. It should be a reference. You just look at it. Oh, I remember. Now I go drill again.
There it is. There it is. What do you think about taking notes? Are they useful to you, or do you
see? Me personally, no. I train more with my body. Like, I let my body remember everything. But some people, they have. Everybody has their own way of learning, of course. So some people find it more effective. It helps them more. I would say no. There's no problem with that. Of course, you use the method. Sorry, excuse me. You use the method that you see fit to help you learn and maximize your learning curve as you see best. So, if you want to take notes, if you want to keep asking questions, if you want to drill, whatever you see fit that would help you maximize your learning curve, just do it. Go for it.
Awesome. Then, of course, you already answered the question, which is, if you learn the new technique, how do you implement it? And you just said, like, you're going to experience it here. Later on, you're going to have footage to study back home, or just remember it and then go through it again. And then once you step into a competition, you can start making the steps to see if it works at the competition level, or it works during sparring and training. If it already works in your gym,
that's already well, I can guarantee you all the stuff that you're gonna learn are gonna be working 100%, because the guys are coming, they are battle testing their craft all the times in competition. And if they're not competing actively, they have students who are competing actively and, you know, and repping and winning titles and winning tournaments. So it's not a question of this technique is legit or if it's going to work. No, you're dealing with elite, the elite of the elite. You know, the it's all black belts. You're going to have so much knowledge around you that is going to be overwhelming sometimes. So the only thing that I ask for the guys is to have an open heart and open mind to absorb. You know what I mean? Don't try to come here and try to put your game into it. It's here for your learning curve. You want to absorb as much as you can from these guys, because again, they're not here every day. We don't guarantee when are they going to be here every day. It might be a one-time thing. So just put your hands on it when you can. Get the knowledge that you deserve. Don't let the opportunity waste. And I hope you enjoy it.
You know? Beautiful,
we try to make the camp as also fun. It's not a hardcore camp that we just train. We're also having fun. There's a break in the middle, so we're going to be providing food on the spot.
Oh my God.
We're going to be providing...
there's food.
Yes, açaí and banana.
Oh, caralho, filha da puta. Porra, tem açaí.
Yes, brother. We want to make it a nice experience for
that
people.
It sounds like it's going to be fun.
I hope so.
It feels like it's going to be fun. It's not going to be something forced or like I have to study. No. I'm coming here for myself. You're doing this for yourself. You're treating yourself to something.
But also, it's a lot of hard work, of course, to learn. Jiu-Jitsu is hard work. I mean, we already understand that before anything, you know. But
all the pain and suffering.
You can enjoy the hard work.
Yeah,
you know, if the environment is nice and if the people are nice, if the atmosphere is friendly, you're gonna enjoy the hard work. The time is gonna pass, and you're like, "Oh, we're already done. I want more." That's what you're gonna be feeling like, you know. And that's the once people have experienced this, I am how do I say it? I don't need anything from the world. When people are coming to the camp and they are leaving and they're like, thank you so much for making this camp happen. It was amazing experience. When I see them that happy, this, like, you know, it's everything I need from the world. There's nothing else that I could ask for.
It's, oh, that's somebody that does the things with passion, like you, with passion.
I just love jiu-jitsu, man. Oh, man. I love jiu-jitsu. As that a makes sport, a difference. And also as a community, I just love the competitiveness and the talking shit and all, you know. I just love that, you know. This is us, this is how we are, you know. Like how do I say it? It's very different than other martial arts sports like boxing or MMA, or where you have to punch people in the face. This one is different because I'm gonna grab you, I'm gonna make you quit by your choice. The level of technical ability that you need to have to do this on a very high level skilled opponent, just as skilled as you, just needs a lot of discipline, man.
Yeah.
And people, when people do that, I just admire them a lot. They have reached a certain level of discipline that I would love to get insight on.
There it is. That's the love. That's the love for the sport. 100%. That's the love for the art, the martial art, the craft, the fighting, like the fighting spirit, the love for it. So if somebody like that organizes something, they can just know.
Just get on it.
It's
based on, it's for the love of the sport. Like people sometimes tell me, why are you so concerned with these camps or the seminars or all that stuff? Like I said, I love the community. I live here. I love this place. I want this place to be the center of attention of jiu-jitsu in Europe. When somebody's thinking, oh, where do I go in terms of good jiu-jitsu camps, good competition, and good jiu-jitsu in Europe? Amsterdam. That's basically my aim. Anything that comes after that is like a byproduct.
I get it. And that's the same. That's a lot of the same passion we share. We're like, oh my God, the Netherlands could be, or Amsterdam, the Netherlands could be so much bigger.
100%.
And it could be so much more. Let's all work together to make it.
Because we have everything to make it bigger. We have the correct facilities. We have it's a central city that everybody can fly easily in and out. You're not gonna have trouble in the city with transportation or finding a place to stay. Everything is easily accessible for anybody.
Or violence or other stuff. No. Or food or anything. You're going to find here everything you need, man. Yes. It's.
So we want to make this like the center of jiu-jitsu in Europe. Beautiful. Where people come here to learn, compete, teach, learn.
This is the place where you should be to train.
Yes, 100%.
That's it. Man, you have outshone every question I threw. I had was completely solved. So I want to ask you one more thing.
Yes, of course.
And I, in the beginning of our conversation, I stopped you for a minute because you were starting to name people that are going to come.
Sorry.
And this is not the best moment. Man, this is not the moment where.
So I hope I don't forget anybody.
We made everybody warm already for this.
So there's 9 instructors who are going to be there. I'm going to give a small introduction about everybody. Caio is multiple time world champion.
Caio Terra.
There's nothing more I can say about him. He's just amazing, super, super amazing human. Yeah. His story. It's actually on YouTube. He said his story, that the way he got his black belt on a podium, is just heartwarming. Just go there and just check it out. It's so amazing to hear it from him personally. As he sheds tears, as he speaks about it, it's just so amazing. Mason Fowler is Caio's student. He's been destroying people for the past couple of years. He started in Submission Underground with Shale Sonnen, if you guys remember Submission Underground, and he was dismantling people. And then he's one of the few guys who defeated Craig Jones, by the way.
There you go.
Then he
take that B team, Mr. Craig. Wherever you are
love,
right
love,
now.
Love for the B team. We might bring them next
love,
year.
Love for the B team.
Might bring them next year.
But eat that one.
Yeah. So Mason is just an absolute beast, you know, and his style is way different than Caio's. He's just more top pressure wrestler, kind of. So it's good to have people from the same school but different style. It just makes it very interesting to see.
Yeah.
Paolo, of course, is like the king of Berimbolo backticks, so you're going to see a lot of that. Also multiple-time world champion, Gi and No Gi.
Yeah.
Then we have a bunch of 10 Planet guys. So we also wanted to make this camp some from the 10 Planet community and some outside of the 10 Planet community. So we don't want to be taking sides. You know, jiu-jitsu is amazing overall, so we want to like bring both together and then just share great jiu-jitsu overall. So we have Lori and Elvira, two Finnish monsters.
Yeah.
Elvira was in ADCC 2019, I believe, and she got third. But it was amazing. Her upbringing and her development was just so amazing to watch and witness. So if you're a lady competitor who wants to see how to get to a top level, yeah, Elvira is your girl. Lori is her coach, an amazing human being. I've trained with him about 5 years now. Every time we bring him to camp, he's always showing great technique. He's always showing great coaching skills. So it's just amazing.
And they are a couple, right?
Yes, they have
a kid now.
They are a couple, so very inspiring people to have.
That's a very inspiring thing, because not only do they train together, coach each other, but they grow up a whole family within jiu-jitsu and with jiu-jitsu. Yes. It's
a community on their own, you know. Yeah. It's a community. Then we have Jamie Scott, who's Ten Planet black belt at London, Ten Planet London. He's not haven't been competing very often recently, but his team is a absolute monsters. If you check any competition in the UK, there's probably a Ten Planet London dude who's competing there and is killing people already. One of the good guys who are competing are Jack Tiley.
Yeah.
Really, really good guy with leg locks, back takes, just phenomenal. So he has a team of monsters. I hope he can share some of his knowledge with us that he gives to his students. Rene Souza. So guys who don't know Rene Souza, he's one of the guys who started the buggy choke fire. So if you're on buggy chokes, if buggy chokes is giving you nightmares, or if buggy chokes is giving you good dreams, or you're putting people in nightmares, you're putting people putting people to sleep by buggy choke.
If
you're getting caught in it, Rene Souza is your guy. Be at his seminar. He has a lot of data about buggy choke. He might be teaching buggy choke as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have, let me just take a look real
there's
quick.
So many people.
Yeah, there's
coming.
So many people, and I don't want to miss out on anybody.
And this is just like a star-studded.
Yes, so we have Owen O'Flanagan. For the guys who don't know, Owen O'Flanagan is a monster from the UK. He had amazing
ADCC.
Right. He won the trials, and then he got fourth place at the ADCC, the Worlds. His technique is just phenomenal, man. His entries, we brought him also for a seminar before the camp. It was amazing seminar. Everybody had fun. It was a super legit technique. I still use some of his stuff that he showed until now is pretty good. So I was very happy to add him to this camp. And once I reached out to him, he was a very nice guy also. So we're trying to make a lineup that is coach friendly and competitor friendly at the same time. So you get good coaches, and then you get good competitors, and then you get like the best of both worlds. And the last but not least, we have Ben Eddy. Ben Eddy is a genius. He's a magician. He's the magician of jiu-jitsu. He can do stuff that other people wouldn't be able to do. He can adjust his body in different ways. But he used to be a featherweight.
All right.
For all the guys who know, Ben Eddy used to be a featherweight. Now, Ben Eddy is more lightweight-ish to middleweight because he's bulking up. He's putting more muscle. So imagine somebody that flexible who's bulking
big.
Up.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
So for the big guys who think that Robert Gard is a flexible man thing, he's going to prove you wrong. He's going to show you how to do it. Even if you're big and you're stronger, you're bulky, you can still do Robert Gard. Everybody can do the techniques. The only thing you need to do is just have an open mind to understand that this can happen if you do this. And if you put the fundamentals right, and if you learn from the right people, you get the right details. If you go YouTubing everything, sometimes you miss out on a lot of details. So again, that's why we bring these guys here, so you can get real live data.
Everybody listening, every white belt listening out there, stop fucking YouTubing.
Yeah.
Stop bringing me pictures of
not
Instagram.
Yeah. Not everybody's like, on YouTube is bad, yeah, but again, the guys who are really good, they're not going to give you stuff for free.
Yeah, that's
just
remember think, that.
Yeah, remember that.
Remember
know?
That. Remember that.
Because
whatever
they
comes
haven't,
for free.
They haven't earned it for free. They have paid with their blood, sweat, and tears to get there where they at. So everything has a price, and we should appreciate them being able to travel and come here and give us that stuff.
Yes. And Amazing. Just a warning to every single white belt that might show up towards me or towards you can always ask me. You can always ask me shit, but if for the 700th time somebody shows me a reverse buggy choke like on Instagram and shit and said like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, but it's beautiful. I love the passion. I love all the work that's going into this. I can see you like doing so good.
I'm so excited for this one. Man,
me too. You made me excited. Yeah, you made me more excited. Like the first time I saw the names come up and I saw you were working on it like nonstop, I was like, hey, this is amazing.
Yeah, man. I take pride in this camp. Like a lot of pride. Because we've been doing it for 6 years now. Mm. And if it wasn't good, we wouldn't make it for the sixth year.
That's true.
You see what I mean? So every time it gives us a feedback like, hey, you guys are doing something good. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And this one is the one after Jean-Jacques Machado's seminar.
And then you were like, how do you top that?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. I was like, how do I bring somebody? No way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I had to think about it again. And I'm like, okay, we don't have to bring a mega superstar. Mm-hmm. We can bring guys who are still, relatively young and teaching at the same time. So Caio is not very, like, as old as Jean-Jacques, for example. He's still younger. And then he's coaching, and he has students who are killing it in competition. So I was like, okay, maybe this would be more relatable to people who are coming up in jiu-jitsu, blue belts, purple belts, still coming up, trying to look for guys who have a lot of knowledge, but still in their youth.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And the lineup, when I made it with Jeremy, it kind of made sense. I was like, okay, this looks like a promising lineup, you know?
This looks like an amazing lineup. And come on, don't play it down.
I mean, yeah. this is,
I know.
But you have to doubt. Yeah, you have to doubt yourself all the time. And then when you show it to people, and I'm still thinking, I was like, oh, were people like this? Man. But then the moment we announced it, everybody was like, whoa, mind blowing. I was like, how the hell do you guys put these together? I was like,
so much variety.
Just a lot of hard work.
Man, so much variety, so much different games, so much. There's a spectrum. There will be something here for every single jiu-jitsu player out there. That is.
I also wanted to mention part of what we do is, we try to make the camp fun at all. We bring the sponsors. So Browse, like you see, is...
I wanted literally to talk about that now.
Living Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
Browse is making the rash guards for us this year. So we're going to have very nice rashi made from them. They're also going to bring a bunch of gifts. So we're making like a raffle kind of thing. By the end of each seminar, we just announce a random winner with a bunch of gear that we're just going to gift it to him from our sponsors.
Look, I'm a suspect to say anything because I'm an ambassador for Browse. So everything I say... is going to come
might
over.
Might be taken against you.
Might be taken against you. And I hope so.
No, but Browse is amazing. Marcelo is an amazing person. Once we contacted, we synchronized immediately. And we want to push the community forward with whatever we can.
Again, somebody that loves the art, loves the sport, loves what he does it with respect and love. And that's the most amazing thing.
Also, we got Coffee Kimura. So, if you're going to be doing a three-hour camp, you need a lot of coffee. So we got you on that one. Also giveaways. There's nothing you can buy. It's just giveaways. You're going to get stuff for free. What else? Who else we have? We have Cauliflower.
And Cauliflower Philosophy is helping. That's, I was about to get offended. Yes. I'm like, this mother... is this mother trucker?
This guy is rude.
No. So, guys, for our part is you're going to be able to get a discount code.
Yes, let me explain this.
You can do it.
So, Cauliflower has been amazing supporter for local fighters, for teachers, for anybody who is in the Netherlands who is doing anything relatable to jiu-jitsu, who is always pushing them forward. So, when I announced the camp, from their generosity, they're like, okay, hey, Imad, how can I contribute to this camp? The thing that I told them is like, hey, Julie, you can do this and this and this and this. But his idea was even more generous than what I did. And he was like, okay, let me give 20 tickets that is on 25% discounted. So basically, the Cauliflower community is giving the local community here in Amsterdam or in the Netherlands, if you chain anywhere in the Netherlands, we have 20 tickets that are discounted 25%. 25% is off the ticket if you buy through the Cauliflower community. All you got to do is DM them with your name, your coach, and your gym name. And then we'll send you the code, and you can use that to buy your entry ticket to the camp. And it's a lot of discount. 25% is a lot.
Take it.
Don't waste the opportunity. So thank you so much for being so generous.
Because I need you guys to learn some proper jujitsu. I mean, I've been seeing some shit out there, and you've been doing some weird ass dumb shit. And I need you guys to come to this camp and learn some proper stuff.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, that's also part of the game. It's we want to make it better.
It's love. I want to see everybody grow in this. So
thank you so much for making this happen. I hope a lot of guys from the Netherlands can join us. It'll be amazing to have you guys. We don't always aim to have locals, but it's more like a travel camp, you know, like summer travel camp. Yeah. But again, for the locals, this is something that you don't want to waste because it's in your hometown.
There you go.
It's not far away. All you got to do is just drive or take a train, be there, get some good jiu-jitsu, have some fun, meet some good people, enjoy your time, eat some acai, get some free gear, and go home.
Oh, that is it. Perfect, Ayma. Thank you for everybody.
We mentioned
the promotions. We mentioned the promoters. We mentioned you.
Everybody.
We mentioned the fighters. We talked about the sponsorship. We got everything. And I hope, guys, that this may open up your mind and that you can see.
And if anybody has any more questions, just feel free to reach me out on the Amsterdam Jiu-Jitsu Camp page. Yeah. DM us, we reply super fast, or you can DM Julio. He can send me these questions and I will reply to you very fast as well. Just remember to enter to get the discount, you gotta DM Cauliflower and send them your name and your coach name and your school, and then you're in.
Awesome.
Amazing.
That is it.
Thank
if you come
brother.
With a stupid question, I'll push you forward.
No, there's no stupid, there's no stupid questions.
That is it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for organizing this. Thank you for making this all possible, my
thank
man.
You, brother. Thank
you're a great man, and you're a great staple of jiu-jitsu here in the
Netherlands. I tried my best. Thank you so much for having me, brother. What's up? Thank you. Hey, yo, we own this shit.
Hey, we own it.